55 is here, St. George's own TV station, to get a tape of this evening's game. And we will be airing that one plus last night's game a little bit later in the week on TV 55. We are having the entire lineup on both sides being introduced. For Kankakee, it really doesn't make a whole bunch of difference who is introduced because everybody plays. Well, 10 out of the 14 players play. They go 10 deep, and they consistently go 10 deep. Kankakee College, coached by Dennis Lanus. Lanus is in his 11th season. Kankakee has a 9-game winning streak. The Mini Cavaliers doing a good job on the year. And they're ready to get underway with a couple of the key players to watch. Alan Eaton has been hot, has 2 double-figure games in this tournament. Same with Leroy Parnell. Let's double-check and check that starting lineup. Parnell, a 6'2 freshman. Alan Eaton, a 6'3 freshman, will be jumping center. Also starting will be Jeff Thurman, a 6'3-inch sophomore. And let's pick up the 2 guards. Andre Bryson, a 6-foot freshman, and I believe Mike Murph is the other one. The tap control into the hands of Kankakee. Mike Murph, a 6-foot sophomore, comes up with it. Murph, a young man from Indiana. Dixie with a man-to-man defense. Dixie wearing the red uniforms at the angle. It goes to Eaton in deep. It goes to Bryson. His shot up, blocked by Bell. Rebound brought down, and there is a foul. Let's see who it goes to. It may be on Dixie. It is on Robert Maxwell. Maxwell picks up his first personal foul, first team foul. Kankakee, the Cinderella team in this tournament, and they say it was a shooting violation. So to the free throw line goes Andre Bryson. Kankakee, not a good free throw shooting team, that good, 62%. Has not shot that well from the free field. Not bad, but not that well, 49%. Bryson hits the first free throw. Make it 1-0. Kankakee and Dixie, for the first time in 2 games, has trailed. Shot by Bryson. Good. Make it 2-0. And Bryson has hit the first two free throws. The zone press by Kankakee. Ricky Henry in backcourt. Gets the pass into forecourt to Dan Bell. Bell looks for help. Gets it to Robert Maxwell. At the angle, it goes to Ricky Henry. Henry looks for help. Double team on that 1-3-1 zone. Bounce pass kicked out of bounds by Jeff Thurman. Kankakee will substitute a whole bunch. Out of bounds in forecourt. Dixie, definitely number 2 in the nation, trying to be the national champion. Parrish in the corner. Pass goes cross-court through Stevenson to Dan Bell. Bell against that zone. Out in front, Dixie being patient. Robert Maxwell at the free throw line. Jump shot, Parrish. Good! Abraham Parrish. Parrish from the free throw line ties it at 2 with 19-12 left in the first half of play. Full court pressure against Mike Murph. Murph the playmaker. At the angle, it goes to Eaton. Eaton against Stevenson. Out in front, the pass comes to Thurman. Thurman pass underneath, and the layup good by Leroy Parnell. And Parnell, with the left hand, makes it 4-2 Kankakee. Dixie will be in for a challenge tonight. Henry double-teamed in backcourt, looks for help, trying to get the pass to Maxwell, and they call the foul, reach-in on Leroy Parnell. Dixie not looking particularly rattled, but they had a little bit of a tough time getting the pass away that time. Kankakee extremely quick and one of the best defensive teams in this tournament, if not the best. It ranks at least with Dixie as a defensive team. They will go with a 1-3-1 zone. Dixie will go with a 3-2 zone when they have a chance for man-to-man. Inbounds comes to Robert Maxwell in backcourt, to Ricky Henry still in backcourt. Henry, hook pass goes to Dan Bell, breaks the pressure into forecourt, leaves it for Robert Maxwell. Suddenly 3-on-2, Maxwell, jump shot, no good, rebound Parrish, baseline jump shot, 10-footer, good, Abraham Parrish. Parrish ties the ball game at 4. And Abraham Parrish, who has not had a good shooting tournament, ready to come into this one and give it his best. Championship of the nation, 4-4 tie, Kankakee and Dixie. Man-to-man defense by Dixie, out in front to Alan Eaton against Stevenson. Left angle, pass stolen by Abraham Parrish. Lead pass comes to Ricky Henry, juggles it along the sidelines, gains control. Henry with the basketball. Abraham Parrish, 2 baskets and a steal so far. Henry almost passed Abraham Parrish in the corner. Maxwell bounce pass to Parrish. Out of the corner, 20-footer shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by Jeff Thurman. So Kankakee with a rebound. Good position ball player. Reminds you a little bit of that scrappy UCLA team that won the national championship in the 60s, only this team is shorter. Murph at the angle with the pass to Jeff Thurman. Out in front, it goes through the point to Andre Bryson. Bryson at the right angle to Eaton. Leans in with the left hand shot. Good. Up over Bell. And Alan Eaton has his first basket. Make it 6-4. Kankakee out in front. Robert Maxwell, double team in backcourt. Late pass comes to Dan Bell. Into the corner, it goes to Stevenson. Leaves it for Parrish. Parrish, five-footer, banks home. Avery and Parrish with a pass from Stevenson. Stevenson almost stepped out of bounds along the sideline. 6-6 tie with 17-15 left in the first half. Kankakee may go into the four corners. Dennis Lane is giving the signal. Shot up and good. Getting in front of Dan Bell is Leroy Farnell with the left hand. Make it 8-6. And Kankakee has had an extremely hot shooting tournament. Pass comes to Robert Maxwell. Pat is the pressure broken. Maxwell to Parrish. Head fakes, takes the 10-footer, banks it home. Avery and Parrish. 8-8 tie. Kankakee 8. Avery and Parrish has 8 points. 16-44. Left in the first half of play. And Parrish to challenge Leroy Farnell. Farnell into forecourt. At the free throw line. Pass in deep goes to Bryson. Leans in with a right hand shot. Blocked by Henry. Taken out of the air by Stevenson. Fast break Dixie. Late pass to Bell. Lays it up. Hangs. Will not fall. Rebound Parrish for two. Avery and Parrish has 10 first half points. Dixie leads 10-8 for the first time in the game with 16-19 left in the first half of this championship game. Kankakee versus Dixie for the national championship. Dixie into a man-to-man defense at the angle. The pass goes to Alan Eaton. Into the corner to Andre Bryson. Out in front, head faking is Thurman. Jump shot. Good, Jeff Thurman. And Kankakee with the perimeter shots doing the job. Henry, lead pass comes to the baseline to Dan Bell. Breaks the pressure. Bell looks for help, trying to find somebody to pass it to. Gets it to Ricky Henry. Almost a five-second count. Henry looks for help. Goes to the high post to Stevenson. Makes the move down the lane. Shot. Good. So they call the offensive foul on Stevenson. Kankakee got there. Stevenson picked up the foul, and they say the turnover. First or second team foul on Dixie. Kankakee has won. Take away the shot. It's a 10-10 tie, and Kankakee has the basketball out of bounds in backcourt. Jerry Harris, I believe, is one official. Eric Geldart is one. And Dan Crawford is the third. 15:35 left in the first half of play. Leroy Farnell into forecourt, left-handed dribble against Parrish. Goes at the angle to Jeff Thurman. Skinny kids from Illinois and Indiana mostly. In the lane, running jump shot by Murph. No good. Rebound taken flat-footed by Stevenson. Reach-in foul will go to Mike Murph. Murph with his first personal foul. Second team foul on Kankakee. Out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt to face that zone pressure by the Mini Cavaliers. Bell inbounds to Ricky Henry. Dixie has been slowed down but has not been hampered by the zone. Late pass comes to Stevenson. Foul. Which way does it go? Is it on Murph or is it on the other ball player? Stevenson went to the basket. The foul will go to number 44, Leroy Farnell, and that should be number 2 on Farnell. It is 13 foul and Stevenson to shoot a couple of free throws. Brent Stevenson, who's had a tremendous tournament. Brent Stevenson has scored 40 points in the tournament, has picked up 19 rebounds in the tournament. Dixie's had a good rebounding tournament. Into the lineup for the first time is number 32. That's Tracy Nicholson, a 6'3 freshman. Stevenson, first shot up, and good. Brent Stevenson, first player other than Avery and Parrish to score in this ballgame for Dixie. And Dixie has a one-point lead, 11-10. 15-14 left in the first half. Stevenson, shot good. And suddenly there's a whoosh coming from the Dixie fans. Moberly, Missouri, I'm going to have to give you some explanations about a whoosh on that. 12-10, Dixie out in front. 15-10, left in the first half. Murph, against the full court pressure. Pass into four court comes to Thurman. To the baseline, it goes to Nichols. And a hook pass comes out in front to Thurman. Thurman away from the action to Mike Murph. Kankakee, patient offense. Dixie into a 3-2 zone against Kankakee. Murph looks for help, trying to find somebody. Pass into the corner to Bryson. Picked up quickly by Stevenson. At the angle, comes out in front to Mike Murph. Murph looks for the screen. Can't find anybody to Thurman. Back to Murph. Back to Thurman in the corner. Thurman pass in deep. Ball knocked away. Stolen but picked up by Bryson. Shot up no good, and there will be a foul on Dixie. Geldart calls the foul. Let's see who the foul is on. The question is, it is on Dan Bell. That's number one on Bell. 13 foul on Dixie. And to the free throw line goes Andre Bryson. Already 2 for 2 on the night. 12-10. Dixie out in front. Shot by Bryson. Good. As a team, Kankakee has shot just under 70% on the tournament. Dixie, just over 84%. Bryson has made it 4 straight and has tied the ball game at 12. Ready to come in is number 30, Mike Nolan, a 6-foot freshman. Nolan for Kankakee. Into the lineup for the first time. Kankakee represents region number 4 in this tournament. Maxwell into forecourt on the fast dribble to Abraham Parrish. Looks for help, trying to find somebody. Goes to the baseline to Stevenson. Back out in front to Parrish. Jump shot from 12. Shot up short. Rebound taken away by Kankakee. Kankakee with a chance to get the lead now. 12-12 tie with 14-20 left in the ball in the first half of this ball game. Into forecourt. Murph against Ricky Henry. Kankakee has played 3 perfect games to come into this tournament. Upset Moberly last night to get to the championship. Has a 9-game winning streak. In deep to turn around. Jump shot no good. Rebound brought down by Stevenson. Nicholson with the jump shot. Stevenson with a rebound to Robert Maxwell. Kankakee scrapping all over the floor. Maxwell into forecourt. Has a double team. Cross court it goes to Ricky Henry. Henry looks for Dan Bell at the baseline but pulls up on the pass. Henry loses the dribble, leaves it for Robert Maxwell out in front. Dixie against the zone. Maxwell to Ricky Henry. Pass underneath goes to Dan Bell. Baseline to Parrish. 10-footer good. Adrian Parrish. Parrish with 12 points. And Dixie leads 14-12. And 12 of those points to Adrian Parrish. That's more like the Abraham Parrish we've seen before. Has been in the slump recently. Murph loses the dribble, falls down, pass eventually, ends up into forecourt. It's Mike Nolan. In deep, the pass, the jump shot by Nicholson over Stevenson is good. And here comes Kankakee again. Will not crack. 14-14 tie. Henry to Dan Bell in backcourt. Bell to bring it into forecourt. Leaves the pass for Abraham Parrish. Late pass goes to Henry, who slams it home, and there's a foul. Henry went up over Kankakee to stuff it home with a right hand. And the foul may go to Mike Murph. 16-14. Dixie out in front. Ricky Henry with the basket. And we'll have a chance for the three-point play. 13-07 left in the first half of play. Into the lineup for the first time comes 6-foot freshman Cleo Foster. Foul is on Mike Murph. And let's see if Murph is the man out of there. Yes, it is. Ricky Henry at the free throw line. 13-07 left in a half. Henry shot up and good. Ricky Henry gives Dixie the 3-point lead. 17-14. In backcourt, number 24, Cleo Foster being chased by Maxwell. Dixie with the full court pressure. Pass comes into forecourt to Nicholson, looking for somebody to pass it to. Dixie harassing on the defense. Dixie will shift into that 3-2 zone at the point. Foster into the corner. It eventually ends up into the hands of Mike Nolan. Back to Nolan. Out of the corner. Jump shot. No good. Rebound. Abraham Parrish. Outlet pass right into the hands of Kankakee. Picked up by Cleo Foster. Foster looks for help. Trying to find somebody in deep. Now can't find anybody. Leaves it for Jeff Thurman. Thurman leaves it back out in front for Cleo Foster. Foster at the point against that 3-2 zone. To the baseline. The jump shot up and good. By Mike Nolan, 10-footer, and it's a 17-16 Dixie 1-point lead. Henry into forecourt. Two-man trap. Cross-court goes to Dan Bell. Bell looks for Henry. Gets it back to Ricky Henry. Henry penetrates. Dishes off to Abraham Parrish. All alone at 18. Shot up. Soft and no good. Tap by Dixie. No good. Rebound brought down by Kankakee. Parrish had the shot hang on the rim, and it was then came down. Into forecourt. Not quite into forecourt. Robert Maxwell picks up a blocking foul. Against Cleo Foster, that's number 2 on Maxwell, the 4th team foul on Dixie. Dixie with a 1-point lead, 17-16, Brad Wade in, and Robert Maxwell to sit down. Brad Wade, the winner of the Sesher Award last time he was here. That's for sportsmanship. 11:58 left in the first half of play. Slowly across the 10-second line, Cleo Foster. Now the pass comes back to Tracy Nicholson. Jump shot up, no good. Clearing the rebound as Henry loses the basketball. Shot up and no good by the new man in. That's number 20, Jeff Benson. And Benson commits the foul on the rebound. Jeff Benson has his first personal foul. Jeff Benson, a 6'3 sophomore, into the lineup for the first time. We'll have a regular shuttle coming in for Kankakee. Henry to Brentway. Dixie still with a one-point lead. Wade into Fourport. Bounce pass goes to Stevenson. Looks for Parrish. Back to Dan Bell. Bounce pass underneath to Henry, who lays it up and in. Dixie moving the offense and feeding the zone. 18-16. Correction, 19-16. Dixie by three again. And full-court pressure once again by Dixie. Triple team on the ball handler, and there is a foul. Reach-in foul may go to Brent Wade. Correction, they say that's with a body, a bump with a body, and Brent Wade has his first personal foul. That's a 15 foul on Dixie. 11-18 left in the first half of play. 19-16, Dixie. Nicholson inbound. And hands it back to Cleo Foster. Foster at the point. Dixie into that 3-2 zone. Pass underneath. Stolen by Brent Stevenson. Stevenson to Parrish. Leaves it for Ricky Henry. Dixie with a chance to expand out that lead. Still in backcourt is Henry. Now comes into forecourt. Cedric Bell into the lineup for the first time for Kankakee. Parrish at the angle. Hook cross court to Brent Wade. Looks for help against that zone. Wade with a left-handed dribble. Trying to find somebody. Bill has the dribble. Bounce pass goes to Ricky Henry. It fakes the pass to Parrish, back to Brent Wade. To the baseline it goes Stevenson. Leans in with a 15-footer, bank shot, no good. Rebound, chased down in the corner. Got it picked up by Dan Bell, touched last by, I believe, Dan Bell. Saving it is number 24, Cleo Foster. Bounced it off of Dan Bell, and Bell slipped and went down. Out of bounds to Kankakee. Dixie with a 3-point lead, 19-16. And Kankakee with a tough defense, staying right with Dixie. In backcourt, number 24, Cleo Foster. Pass comes into forecourt against that zone to Cedric Bell. Dixie back into that 3-2 zone. 10-26 left in half. Inbounds, it comes to Benson. Jump shot off the front of the rim, but goes up and in. Back to a one-point lead, 19-18. Dixie out in front. Henry trapped as he gets into forecourt. Looks for help. Bounce pass, eventually out of bounds. Henry trying to bounce it along the sideline. Loses it out of bounds, and Kankakee with that trap as Dixie gets into forecourt, bothering the Rebels. 19-18, and Kankakee with a chance to take the lead. 10-13 left in the first half. Defensive struggle between the two teams. 10-08 left. 3-2 zone by Dixie. Benson goes to the post position, trying to get the pass, but cannot. Out in front is Bryson. Long jump shot up, and good by number 22, Cedric Bell, and Kankakee has taken the lead. Kankakee has played three perfect games and in the process of trying to put together their fourth perfect game. Parrish to Henry in the lane. Layup shot too hard. Rebound brought down by Andre Bryson. And once again, Kankakee getting some momentum. 20-19. Ball knocked away by Henry on the floor. Jump ball called. It should be out of bounds to Dixie. Henry all over Cleo Foster. Forced the turnover. No foul on Ricky Henry. And that's a little bit of a surprise as he and Foster working hard in midcourt. The trap by Kankakee has bothered Dixie's guards a little bit. Inbounds, it comes to Brent Wade. Lob pass to Ricky Henry, trying to find Parrish. Out in front, the pass goes to Brent Wade, looking for help, trying to penetrate that zone to Parrish in the corner. Parrish, double team trap, cross court, it goes to Ricky Henry. To the baseline, Dan Bell. It fakes, doesn't take the shot. Trying to find somebody, gets it to Ricky Henry out in front. Now back to a 2-3 zone. At the right angle, it goes to Parrish. Back out in front to Henry. Left angle, Brent Wade. Jump shot, good! Brent Wade! Brent Wade from 18 feet off to the left gives Dixie a 21-20 lead. With 9:03 left in the first half of play, Dixie will use that 3-2 zone again to attack Kankakee. Kankakee to walk it into forecourt. On the dribble is Cedric Bell. Bell passed to the baseline to Andre Bryson. Forces the layup shot, no good. Rebound cleaned off by Brent Stevenson. To Ricky Henry. Lead pass comes to Avery and Parrish. Cross court, it goes to Dan Bell underneath. Muscle shot, good. Bell under pressure, and Dan Bell gets his first basket. 23-20, timeout Kankakee with 8:38 left and a half. Dixie with the lead back in 60 seconds.
Fresh goodness and country charm atmosphere. It comes home to you at the Sugarloaf. Anytime, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. In the tradition of a fine country kitchen, the Sugarloaf sparkles with brass, and the aroma of fresh baked bread fills the air. To us, homemade means fresh made daily, just the way you like it. The Sugarloaf. Have you tried us lately?
lucky you. Just in time for that brand new house you're building or that remodeling job, Jones Paint and Glass has reduced the price on all aluminum and bronze anodized thermal pane sliding windows. All standard sizes have been greatly reduced. Now, there's thousands of windows available, but you ought to order now while the supplies last. Jones Paint and Glass, your helper when remodeling your building comes your way. Go to Jones Paint and Glass for glass, paint, wallpaper, and all related supplies. Jones Paint and Glass at 596 East Tabernacle.
8:38 left in the first half. Dixie has a 3.23-20 lead. Kankakee is led by two. Dixie has never led by more than three. Kankakee called a timeout. Mike Murph back into the lineup at a guard position. Murph, Leroy Parnell in there also. In backcourt, Murph gets the bounce pass to Parnell. Dixie will extend out that zone. In the lane, Eaton under pressure puts the shot up. Rebound brought down by Abraham Parrish. Too hard with the shot with the left hand. To Ricky Henry into forecourt. Henry goes around his man into the corner, looks for Parrish. Now finds the postman, Dan Bell. Bell in the lane, pulls up with a 10-footer, banks it too hard. Rebound brought down by Murph. Dan Bell has not particularly shot well from the field, but boy, has he shot free throws. Murph against Henry. Henry walking side by side with him. 23-20. Dixie with a three-point lead. 8:03 left in the first half. Out in front, it comes to Parnell. To the point to Murph. On the right side, it comes to Thurman. Back to Murph. Out in front to Bryson. Cross the 10-second line, or across, around the zone. The pass to Parnell, who misses the long left-hander. Rebound Parrish to Ricky Henry. Trapped into forecourt. Henry looks for help. Gets the pass to Dan Bell. Bell leaves it for Parrish at the baseline. Five-footer short. Rebound tapped around. Brent Stevenson may have the foul. Stevenson going after the basketball. Gets his second personal. That's the 15th foul. A correction, the 16th foul on Dixie. Kankakee to shoot 1-1 the rest of the half. 7:39 left. Parrish missed that shot after hitting 12 of Dixie's first 23 points. Actually, 12 of Dixie's first 14 points. 7:34 left in a half. Dixie with that 3-2 zone shutting down Kankakee right now. Into the corner it goes to Bryson, picked up by Parrish. Long jump shot out of the corner. Bryson short, rebound in the lane, and a travel call on Thurman. Put the shot up and in, but shuffled the pivot foot to try to get the shot off. So Dixie, once again, a chance to expand the lead. Ready to come in is Steve Schreiner for the first time tonight. Schreiner in and Brent Stevenson to sit down. Stevenson goes out with two free throws and a whole bunch of rebounds. A little bit shorter team for Dixie now. Dan Bell still in backcourt. Lead pass comes to Brent Wade into forecourt. Dixie breaks the press. Wade at the free throw line looks for help. Double team pass goes into the corner to Ricky Henry. Henry double teamed in the corner. Looks for help. Comes out on the dribble. Henry trying to start the offense again against that sticky zone by Kankakee to Parrish. Pass underneath to Bell. Ball knocked away but right into the hands of Parrish. Parrish turnaround 15-footer, too long. Rebound brought down eventually on the long rebound by Leroy Parnell. A lot of contact underneath, and they're letting it go. 6:48 left and a half. Slow spell for both offenses as the defenses have taken over. At the point, Mike Murph looks for help. Kankakee red hot early, has not hit for a while. Parnell to Murph, left angle to Bryson, out of the corner to Thurman. Underneath, the shot up, no good by Eaton. Rebound brought down by Parrish. 3-on-2 fast break. Parrish on the wing to Schreiner. Schreiner with a 10-footer. Good! Steve Schreiner! Schreiner, in recent games, within a minute after coming into the game, has hit his first 2 points. Dixie with a 5-point, 25-20 lead. Widest margin of the game. Bounce pass, kicked by Dixie. It's out of bounds to Kankakee. Into the lineup comes Mike Nolan for Kankakee. Going out, looks to be... Turn around, let me see the number. Andre Bryson. Inbounds comes to Mike Murph. Murph at the point against that 3-2 zone. Murph looks for help at the angle to Parnell. Into the corner to Thurman. Back out in front to Parnell. To the postman. That's Thurman now. The shot no good. Rebound taken away by Parrish. And the foul will go to Thurman. Thurman with his first personal. And that should be team foul number 6 on Kankakee. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Dixie will shoot 1-1 the rest of the half. 5:59. Left in the first half of play. Out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. Ricky Henry, still in backcourt. Looks for help. Cross-court pass goes to Brent Wade, who brings it into forecourt. Lob pass to the baseline to Schreiner. Pass intended for Parrish. Thrown away into the hands of Parnell. Parnell with a quick hand. Dixie having to scrap for each point of their 5-point lead. Dixie once again at 3-2 zone to the baseline. The jump shot hits the side of the backboard. Rebound followed up and in by Allen Eaton. Gets the basket. Dixie breaks the press to Ricky Henry. Henry picks up quickly, looks for help. Looking for someone to pass it to, goes into the corner to Bell. Pass underneath to Parrish. Gets away, leans in, puts the right hander up. No good. Rebound brought down by Jeff Thurman. Kankakee has hands everywhere, and Dixie missed the layup. It was under pressure, and Parrish was off balance. So give Kankakee credit on defense. At the point, Mike Murph, Dixie, leads by three, 25-22. Kankakee, pass comes out in front to the point to Mike Murph against that zone. Right angle, it goes to Nolan. Back to Murph, jump pass to Eaton in the lane, puts it up and in, all alone from five, and Eaton gets the basket. Four unanswered points by Kankakee. This is what they did against Moberly last night. Moberly would get the lead, Kankakee would get it right back. Parrish to Bell underneath, layback, shot good, and Dan Bell has his second basket. Dixie by three again, 27-24, 4:37 left in a half, and Dixie trying to win the National Junior College Basketball Championship. Kankakee into 4-4. Dixie staying with that 3-2 zone. At the angle, Parnell out in front to Murph. Kankakee being patient. To Nolan, to Murph in the lane. It goes to Eaton. Fall away left-hander up and good. And Eaton has hit three straight right in the middle of that zone. 27-26. 1 point lead again by Dixie. Bell and Henry. Henry into backcourt. Passing to forecourt comes to Parrish. Double team on Parrish. Bounce pass comes to Ricky Henry. Henry, lob pass comes back to Avery and Parrish. Lob in deep goes to Bell. Turns around along the baseline. Muscle shot. Good. Dan Bell. Bell wheeling and dealing underneath. Has his third basket. 29-26. Dixie by three. And this is a case where both teams came primed for this one. 3:46. Left in a half. Murph against Henry. At the angle, the pass goes to Eaton. Out away from traffic. To Nolan. Trying to find somebody free in the middle of that zone. To Murph. At the left angle, the pass goes to Thurman. Cross-court pass to Eaton. Eaton back out in front to Murph. Dixie with the defense. At the angle to Jeff Thurman. Thurman looks for help. To Nolan. Ball knocked away by Parrish. Nolan gets it back and forces the jump shot up and in. Nolan from 12, and suddenly Kankakee getting hot again. 29-28, Dixie leads by one. Wade into forecourt. Long cross-court thrown away into the hands of Parnell. Dixie trying to force the pass. Pass the other way, deflected by Henry into the hands of Thurman, who hits the jump shot. Kankakee unbelievably hot suddenly. 30-29, hitting a lot of periphery shots. Brent Wade in backcourt. Dixie trails by one, 30-29. Dixie led by five. Cross-court pass goes to Henry. Lob pass to Schreiner underneath. Shot blocked by Allen Eaton. Taken out of the way by Kankakee. And here comes Kankakee again. 2:42 left in the half. The Cavaliers will not say die. They have come back time and again in ball games. They did it against Moberly last night, a favorite Moberly ball club. The ball knocked away by Wade, picked up again by Parnell. Kankakee forcing Dixie into a man-to-man defense with a one-point lead. Parnell at the angle. It goes to Murph against Henry. Out in front, the pass to Thurman against Bell. Back it comes to Mike Nolan, backing away from trouble. Nolan wants to go one-on-one with somebody to Allen Eaton in the lane against Schreiner. At the right angle, it goes to Murph. Baseline jump shot, Murph, no good, and they call the foul. On whom? It may be on Murph. If it is, that's three. Offensive foul on Murph jumping into Bell, and Dixie took the charge. That's the 17th foul on Kankakee. Is it before or after the shot? Apparently after. Dan Bell to shoot free throws. Kankakee with 30. Dixie with 29. 2:05 left in the first half of play. Dan Bell to shoot one and one. Bell has put on an amazing show free throw shooting wise. Bell is 25 for 27 in the tournament. Shot good. Make it 26 for 28. 30-30 tie with 2:05 left in the first half. And it is a defensive battle between Kankakee and Dixie. Shot up by Bell. Good! Dan Bell with eight first half points, 31-30. Dixie has the lead again. And Kankakee probably will face that zone. Kankakee outscoring Dixie 10-4 at one point to take the 1 point lead. Thurman against Bell. At the angle it goes to Benson. Head fakes and travels. Benson turns the ball over. Wanted to make the move. The feet failed him. 1:48 left in a half. Dixie by one. 31-30. Kankakee. Not to put on the press, but to drop into that 1-3-1 zone. And they will trap the basketball. Brent Wade. Dixie may go for one shot. We'll wait and see. Pass goes to Ricky Henry. Henry, bothered by Leo Foster, pass at the angle, saved by Dan Bell, deflected by Kankakee. Bell double team, looks for help, gets it to Ricky Henry. Cross court to Brent Wade. To the baseline, it goes to Schreiner. Ball pass back out in front to Brent Wade. Kankakee just plain working hard on defense. Dixie with a 1-point lead. Law pass to Henry. Henry double team, cross court to Schreiner. Back to Brent Wade. Wade looks for help. Parrish being double teamed underneath on that zone. Wade trying to find Henry. Now lobs the pass to Ricky Henry. Dixie with a 1:05 left. Being patient against that scrappy 1-3-1 zone. Henry now gets the bounce pass to Wade. Almost got the 5-second count on it. Kankakee to Abraham Parrish. Parrish looks for help. Kankakee jumping everywhere. Just plain pesky on defense. To Brent Wade. Wade. Bounce pass into the corner to Parrish. Lob pass underneath to Bell. Can't get the shot away. Trying to find Parrish. Lob comes out in front to Brent Wade. 42 seconds left. Dixie may go for one shot now. With 40 seconds left. Brent Wade. To penetrate. Jump pass goes to Ricky Henry. Henry double team. Cross court to Abraham Parrish. 30 seconds left. Dixie to go for one shot. 31-30. Dixie leads by one. Wade to go into the four corners. To Abraham Parrish, 20 seconds left. Kankakee is not coming out of that zone. Now to Brent Wade. To Ricky Henry. Henry looks for help. Double team. 13 seconds left. Now the pass goes to Brent Wade. 10 seconds left. Dixie to start the offense. Looks to the high post. Steve Schreiner. Lob underneath to Parrish. In the lane. Turn around. Fall away. Five-footer. Too hard. Rebound. Batted four. Taken by Schreiner underneath. Henry underneath. Can't get the shot away. Dixie leads by one. 31-30 at the half. Let's take a 2-minute break. We'll be right back.
It makes sense to shop at Osco Drug in St. George, where you can get an 8-pack of 16-ounce Pepsi favorites for just $2.39 each. Sony blank videotapes are now just $4.44 after rebate. A plastic storage shoebox with lid is now just $0.88.
Hey, break for Dixie. Trailing by one, 32-30. The first 2 points scored by Kankakee. Bell in backcourt. Maxwell still in backcourt. Robert Maxwell still in backcourt. Comes across the 10-second line, and he will be fouled. The blocking foul will be on Andre Bryson, and that's the first team foul of the second half. First personal on Kankakee. Don't look for anybody to be in tremendous foul trouble. Mike Murph had three in the first half, but don't anticipate a whole bunch of foul trouble on either side. 1-3-1 zone by the Cavaliers has bothered Dixie, but Dixie has bothered the Cavaliers also. 32-31, Kankakee with the lead. Henry out in front to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell at the point, dribbles to the right side, looks for help. Bounce pass to Parrish, 10-footer up too hard. Flying for the rebound is Stevenson. Misses the tap, rebound brought down by Leroy Parnell. Almost a mistake of too much hustle for Dixie. 32-31, Kankakee with the lead, and Dixie will be forced into that man-to-man defense again. 18-29, left and a half. The lob pass underneath to Bryson. With the alley-oop, and Bryson has the basket. 3-point lead, widest margin of the game for Kankakee, 34-31. Maxwell's bounce pass kicked out of bounds by Cleo Foster. Out of bounds to the Rebels. Now trailing by three, and that's the widest margin for Kankakee in the game. Dixie is led by as much as five. Henry, jump pass to Parrish. Underneath it goes to Stevenson, who lays it up and in. And Dixie needs to take advantage of Stevenson. Back to within one, 34-33, Kankakee. 18 minutes exactly left in the game. And Parrish, number 44, to challenge Leroy Parnell, number 44. Dixie, man-to-man defense at the angle to Jeff Thurman. Thurman looks for help out in front to Andre Bryson. Bryson against Maxwell. Left side to Eaton. Eaton, 20-footer, shot short. Ricochets into the hands of Parrish. Shuffle pass comes to Robert Maxwell. Dixie on the run. Maxwell, free throw line, 10-footer. Shot short. Maxwell misses. Rebound brought down by Kankakee. Robert Maxwell not shooting particularly well in this ballgame. Had the shot go off the front of the rim, and still a little tightness on both sides, and it will get tighter. 17-26 left in the game. Pass underneath. Head fake put up by Foster. Shot blocked by Henry. Taken out of the air by Foster. Foster leaves it out in front for Parnell. Against Parrish, tough defense by both sides. Kankakee with a 1-point lead. Parnell at the ankle to Cleo Foster. Foster in the lane, cut off by Henry, and they call the offensive foul on Foster. Henry just one step too quick got there, and Foster ran into him. Both players went down hard, and the turnover by Kankakee. Second team foul on the Cavaliers. Out of bounds to Dixie. In backcourt, at side court, and Kankakee will pressure. 34-33. The Cavaliers out in front. This is for first place in the nation. First time ever Dixie has played in this ballgame. Henry double-teamed in backcourt. The trap to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell drives into forecourt at the free throw line. Bounce pass too big for Stevenson. Thrown away. Neil Roberts looking frustrated. Robert Maxwell hustling and bounce the pass too big for Stevenson. So Dixie turns it over with a chance to take the lead. Parnell into forecourt against Parrish. Goes to the free throw line. Abraham Parrish extending out on the man-to-man defense. Kankakee to attack again. Slow down offense. They're patient and well-disciplined. Denny Lanus, the coach, coached his team well. Andre Bryson into the corner. Out in front. Ball knocked away by Foster. Touch last by Henry. Henry playing innocent, hoping to get the call out of bounds to Dixie. Instead, it's out of bounds to Kankakee. 34-33. We've gone 3.5 minutes, and not much has happened in the way of scoring. Rebound, the pass in, is deflected by Kankakee and saved by Cleo Foster at the sideline. Kankakee has scored two baskets, Dixie one, in the second half of action. Dixie into that 3-2 zone, and Kankakee will attack it, even though Dixie's down by one. Pass to the baseline to Andre Bryson. Out in front to Parnell, and deep it goes to Thurman. At the baseline, Bryson, jump shot, no good, and hangs and falls. Looked like it was going to come off, but bounced and bounced and bounced and went down. Three-point lead, 36-33. Bell almost commits the travel to Robert Maxwell, to Parrish at the free throw line. Back to Maxwell. Can't get the shot away. Maxwell looks for help. Lob pass deflected. Stolen by Kankakee, and the Cavaliers have some momentum. A three-point lead, and they may try to ice it. 15-50 left in the ball game, and Brett Wade ready to come back in. Dixie with another turnover has scored all of 2 points. In the first 4 minutes of the second half, Parnell against Parrish. Parnell, pass to the baseline, through the hands of Bryson. Dixie has the ball out of bounds. Wade and Robert Maxwell to sit down. Maxwell struggling tonight. Bell inbounds to Ricky Henry. Two-man trap. Cross-court pass goes to Brett Wade. Wade to force the pass into forecourt. Force the dribble, I should say. Jump pass underneath to Henry. Pass deflected and knocked away. Neil Roberts pleading for the foul. It isn't there. Pass underneath to Foster. It's blocked. They call goaltending on Stevenson. 5-point lead by Kankakee. Stevenson blocked it off the rim. 38-33. Dixie has scored all of 2 points in 4.5 minutes. And Dixie's shooting has let them down in this tournament, but Dixie still has 3 wins to their credit. Henry, pass intended for Parrish, thrown away. And Kankakee's defense starting to dominate Dixie. Lob pass underneath to Eaton. Eaton ball stripped away and stolen by Stevenson to Henry. Lob pass into forecourt, thrown away by Abraham Parrish. Timeout, Dixie, with 15:02 left in the game. 38-33 back in 60 seconds.
Right now, you can save in a big way at Bradshaw Ford and RV when you purchase a new Ford Tempo, Mercury Topaz, or Ford Ranger pickup. Just when you thought interest rates would never come down, Bradshaw Ford can put you in a new Tempo, Topaz, or Ranger with 8.8% financing. Now, that's what I call a traveling companion. I've been trying out the new Topaz and the Ranger, and all you have to do is try one out or try a Tempo on for size to be convinced. All of that quality available at 8.8% financing at Bradshaw Ford and RV.
Kent Hendrickson and his staff invite...
Key the Giant Killers has knocked off three of them to get here. Kaskaskia. Kankakee knocked off Ferrum, Virginia. Kankakee knocked off Moberly. And in the process of leading Dixie by 5 points, 38-33, and the Cavaliers with the basketball. Kankakee with the momentum, the discipline, the defense right now, and Dixie having problems with the offense. Parnell leaves it at the angle to Jeff Thurman. Kankakee, basketball to Murph. Shot up short. Rebound brought down by Schreiner. Outlet pass off the hands of Henry. Henry travels with the basketball, and they finally call it. Henry with a turnover. Three straight turnovers by Ricky Henry and Robert Maxwell to come out. Henry, really, the mistakes are because of trying too hard. Dixie struggling with turnovers, and Kankakee has forced Dixie out of their ability to be calm. Inbounds, and the ball is turned over on the sidelines to try to get the inbound pass. Mike Nolan into the lineup, stepped on the sidelines. Inbound comes to Dixie, trailing by 5, 38-33. Maxwell bounced pass to Parrish, underneath to Stevenson, lays it up, no good. They call a foul, and it will be on Murph, and that is number 4 on Murph and Stevenson to shoot. 14-27 left in the ball game, and Dixie has scored but 2 points. Kankakee has scored but 8, but the difference is 5 in favor of Kankakee. Stevenson to shoot free throws. Free throws will become critical. Shot good. Brent Stevenson, 5 points on the night. 38-34. Dixie has trailed by 5. Dixie has led by 5, and that's the widest margin. Shot good on either side. Stevenson has hit 2 free throws, has 6 points. Dixie back within 3. 38-35, and here comes the full court pressure by the Rebels. Kankakee should be used to it. They face it. I'm sure in practice they use the full court press. Parnell gets around Robert Maxwell. Pass underneath. Surprises. Kankakee rebound brought down by Stevenson, and there will be a foul. This time, let's see if it goes to Eaton or to Thurman. 3 team fouls. It's either on 30 or 40. 40, Jeff Thurman. And Thurman, according to the official scorer, has 3 personals. I have him for only 2. Thurman has been one of the key ball players for Kankakee. Dixie trails by 3 in the forecourt. Robert Maxwell with a basketball. 2-man trap again. Maxwell goes around his man. Looks for help. Gets the pass out in front to Wade. Left angle, it goes to Schreiner. Schreiner from 18. Shot short. Rebound off the hands of Stevenson, and they call a foul on Murph, and that should be 5. Mike Murph, the little point guard, who really has not been a factor in this ball game, fouls out with 14 minutes left. Dixie cannot get the shot going. The offense gets the shot, but the shot doesn't fall. That's a free, no, not a shooting. I was only on a rebound. That's the 15th foul on Kankakee. Dixie is yet to commit a foul. Parrish inbounds to Stevenson at the baseline. Triple team. Stevenson leans in, banks it home. Stevenson at 6'9", just way too big for Kankakee. Dixie back within 1, 38-37. In backcourt, Parnell to work on Brent Wade. 6'2", Parnell with the left hand. At the angle, it goes to number 32, Tracy Nicholson, in there for the first time. Nicholson cut off. Dixie with 4 unanswered points. Eaton in the lane, puts it up with the left hand and puts it home. Eaton with 12 points in the game, 40-37. Kankakee by 3 again. Wade trapped him back. Gets it to Maxwell. Maxwell to dribble into forecourt. Maxwell at the angle to Brent Stevenson. Bounce pass back to Maxwell. Free throw line jumper. Good. And Maxie has it starting to drop now. 40-39. Dixie trails by 1. Kankakee into forecourt against the double team. Foster leaves it for Parnell. Parnell to work on Wade. Parnell bounce pass at the angle to Tracy Nicholson against Schreiner. Into the corner. The pass goes to Nolan, back out in front. The pass quickly to Parnell, to Foster. In deep, ball knocked away, and there's a foul. And it may be on Stevenson on the reach-in. If it is, that's number 3 on Brent Stevenson. And the first team foul this half on the Rebels. Out of bounds to Kankakee. 40-39, Kankakee playing a perfect defensive game against the Rebels. As tough a defense as Dixie has faced, and Kankakee red hot right now at the angle. To Cleo Foster. Foster trying to get around Wade. Under pressure, dishes off. The shot up by Eaton, no good. Rebound brought down by Schreiner. How about pass comes to Maxwell. 3-on-3, Maxwell at the point. Looks for help, dishes to Wade. Wade has the notion, doesn't take the shot. Kankakee back. Back to Parrish. Underneath to Schreiner for 2. Dixie has the lead. Parrish with the assist. Steve Schreiner with the basket. 41-40, and Dixie has come out of the doldrums. 12-24 left in the game, and the Rebels lead. The championship of the nation on the line. The worst the team can do is second in the nation, though. Wade, Parnell with the basketball. Wade knocks it away. Parnell gets it back. Dixie challenging with a man-to-man defense. At the angle, it goes to Tracy Nicholson. Nicholson looks for somebody in deep into the corner. It goes to Nolan. Out in front, it comes to Parnell. Parnell looks for help. Back at the left angle, Foster. Jump shot, short. Rebound, Steve Schreiner to Robert Maxwell. Dixie wants the fast break. Maxwell quickly into forecourt. Holds up, bounce pass away. Wade against that zone. Out in front to Maxwell. Has the notion, doesn't take the shot. To Parrish in the lane. Jump pass to Schreiner. Baseline, jump shot, short. Rebound, Stevenson. Back to the basketball. Knocked away. Foul on Kankakee.
foul will go to Alan Eaton, his first. And to the free throw line, Brent Stevenson to shoot a couple. 11:38 left in the ball game. Dixie, with some superior size and some quickness, starting to wear down Kankakee. Will it stay? Timeout Kankakee, 41-40. Dixie back in 60 seconds.
Dixie Sunshine Village Homes offer the greatest concept in southern Utah for spacious, private living. Priced from just $48,600 and now offering 8.75% ARM financing, you just can't afford not to buy. Why pay rent? See Dixie Sunshine Village models open daily except Sunday from...
We're on a tape delay basis. So if those on the radio audience, that should be shown sometime late next week on TV 55. Stevenson at the free throw line to shoot two. First shot up, top, and no good off to the left. First missed free throw by either side tonight. Dixie leads by one, 41-40. Kankakee trying to regroup the forces. Stevenson misses two in a row. And that's been unheard of for Dixie. 41-40, Dixie still has the lead, but here comes Kankakee. Lots of pressure on both sides, and both teams rising to the occasion defensively. At the angle, number 32, Tracy Nicholson. Jump shot up by Parnell, blocked out of bounds by Stevenson. Kind of a take-that situation. Out of bounds to Kankakee. Inbound, it comes to Cleo Foster. Free throw line jump shot. Foster short, rebound on the floor, taken by Maxwell. Two on two, fast break. Maxwell reverses against Foster under pressure. Can't get the pass away. They call a travel on Maxwell. Maxwell trapped underneath by Kankakee. Good defense, and Maxie travels. Turnover by Dixie. 11:09 left in the game. And Kankakee trying to get some momentum back after that timeout. 41-40. Dixie and Kankakee. Not an easy game. Kankakee worked hard to get here, but so did Dixie. Man-to-man defense, double stack by Kankakee on offense. Jeff Benson into the lineup for the first time, has the basketball. Looks for help, trying to get it to Nolan. Nolan being chased by Abraham Parrish. Dixie by 1 point at the angle to Parnell. Parnell against Wade. Pass stolen by Brent Stevenson. Quick hands of Stevenson, just snatched that one out of the air. Dixie with the basketball. Robert Maxwell at the point. Maxwell bounced past to Stevenson to the baseline. Schreiner leans in right hand. Block, and there is a foul, and it may be on Jeff Benson. Benson picks up his second personal foul. Just had a note handed to me to remind people that there is a welcome home party for Dixie Rebels, win or lose. No worse than second in the nation. Possibly number one. And we have 10 minutes and 32 seconds to decide that. Parnell, or I should say Benson with the foul, that welcome home will be 7 o'clock tomorrow night, all over St. George. Shot up and good by Schreiner. Cool hand Luke, the only freshman right out of high school for Dixie. Steve Schreiner, the 4A player of the year in the state of Utah last year at Brighton High School, has been red hot in postseason play. 42-40, Dixie. Make it 42-40. It rattles in and bounces back out. So Dixie now 1-for-4 over the last four free throws. 10:26 left in the game. Dixie by 2 points. Cleo Foster working at the point guard. At the angle, it goes to Jeff Benson. Benson looks for help. Trying to find somebody out in front. Dixie with a man-to-man defense. Into the corner goes to Andre Bryson back into the lineup. To Foster. Foster under pressure. Puts the shot up. Under pressure. Shot no good. Rebound batted around. Off the hands of Stevenson. Put up an end by Benson. Stevenson felt a little gentle shove in the back, but couldn't do anything about it. Lead pass comes to Schreiner at the baseline. Looks for help. Dishes out in front to Wade. Wade reverses free throw line. Tie ball game at 44. Parrish back to Wade. Wade, 20-footer. Good. Brent Wade. A great time to get hot from the field. Dixie, 44-42, 2-point lead with 9:44 left in the ball game. Foster against Wade, man-to-man defense. It's kind of like showdown at the OK Corral right now between the two defenses. At the angle, Tracy Nicholson into the corner. It goes to Cedric Bell into the lineup. Bell trying to find Benson underneath. Bell almost loses the ball, gets it to Benson in the corner against Stevenson. Stevenson gets that wide wingspan. Benson comes out on the dribble. Leaves it on the right side to Cedric Bell. Kankakee has shot very well in this game. Bell in the lane, reverses, forces the left-hander up. No good. Rebound cleared by Stevenson. Outlet pass to Maxwell. One on four, fast break, leaves it for Parrish. A baseline jump shot, no good. Rebound, Parrish. In the lane, shovel underneath. Schreiner puts it up, misses, and there's a foul on Kankakee. Dixie has not shot well in this tournament. The only good shooting that Dixie has done was the first half of the game against Erie. The shots have been there. The shots just have not fallen, and Dixie doing a lot of this on defense. Foul is on number 32, Tracy Nicholson. That is his first, and Schreiner to shoot a couple again. Schreiner 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Shot is up and good. The freshman, 6'6", almost 6'7", forward. Makes it 45-42. Dixie by three. Dixie was trailing by five at one point. Shot good by Schreiner. 46-42. 9 minutes left for Dixie to try to maintain that lead. Foster against Wade. Wade into forecourt, backing away from Foster. Foster with the basketball. Man-to-man defense by Dixie. Foster looks for help. Dixie challenging with that man-to-man. Bryson against Maxwell. Into the corner it goes to Benson. Benson against Stevenson. Out in front it comes to Bell. Bell back to Benson in the corner trying to find somebody. Indeed cannot. Benson, lob out in front, comes to Foster, to Bryson. In the lane it goes to Benson. Head fake, ball knocked away and stolen by Parrish. They call the foul. The trailing official, who may have been screened out, called a reach-in on Parrish. And do they say Benson shoots two? No, they say it's on the ground. So a break for Dixie, a break for Kankakee. The break for Kankakee, the Parrish was called with a foul. The break for Dixie, that it was not a two-shot foul. Out of bounds to the Cavaliers, under their own basket. Lob underneath to Bell. Bell to put it back up and bank it home. Dedrick Bell is Dixie. Goes a little bit asleep on defense. Brings it back within two. 46-44. Dixie with a two-point lead. Maxwell on the trap. Gets it to Brent Wade. Wade looks for help. On the left side to Robert Maxwell. To the baseline. It goes to Schreiner. Has the notion. Takes the 10-footer around and off. Rebound brought down by Benson. And Dixie shooting a terrible percentage most of the ball game. Periodically, they'll get a hot streak. But most of the time, Dixie has not shot well. At the angle to Cedric Bell. Bell out in front, it goes to Benson. Benson has the notion, trying to find somebody in the lane. At the angle, jump shot, Nicholson, good. And here comes Kankakee again. They did the same thing against Moberly. You cannot put this team away. 46-46. 1-3-1 zone. Wade penetrates, bounce pass to Maxwell. Maxwell looks for help. Ball knocked away. Maxwell gets it back. Backing away from trouble. Almost got the double dribble. Maxwell wants to penetrate, goes at the angle to Avery and Parrish. Parrish bounced past to Stevenson, lays it up. Bank shot will not go, and there's a foul. Dixie once again missing the shot. Dixie's shot's just not going. But there's a foul on Kankakee. 7:25 left in the game. Kankakee may be getting worn down in a way, but they have 10 men that they play. So they always have some fresh troops. Cedric Bell with his first foul. Stevenson at the free throw line to shoot a couple. Hit four straight, then missed two straight. Has 8 points on the night. Brent Stevenson might be in line for an all-tournament team first. 46-46 tie. 7:25 left in the game. Stevenson, round and off. Stevenson has missed three straight. And the pressure getting to Dixie as much as it is to Kankakee. Maybe even more so right now. Stevenson, second shot. Good. That gives Dixie the lead. Into the lineup comes Eaton. Into the lineup comes Parnell. Going out is Benson. Going out is Bell. And Kankakee with the basketball. Dixie leads by one, 47-46. And here come the Cavaliers with 7:22 left in a game. This may be down to one last shot. We'll wait and see. Dixie, man-to-man defense, walking into forecourt. It is Mike Murph who's back into the lineup. No, they said that was only the fourth foul on Murph. I had him for five, so Murph is back in. At the point. He goes to Murph in deep. Unbelievable. 48-47. Eaton has hit almost everything he's put up. Maxwell still in backcourt. On the trap, gets it to Brentway. He can't get with a one-point lead. 48-47. Back to Wade. Double pass goes to Parrish. At the baseline, to Stevenson. And Stevenson gives Dixie the lead, 49-48, and a take that on that one. 6:36 left in the game, and here comes Kankakee walking into the forecourt.
Kankakee.
Right now. In back room. On the 12 and 10. Nolan back in the 6 into the 3-2 zone. With a 1-1 lead. And that seems to bother Yank to keep for a while, except for keeping his middle. As the angle it goes into the corner, it goes to Thurman. Jumps on Noga. Rebound. Back. The hot hand. They find jump shot. Good. By Mike Nolan. Nolan off the door. Underneath the pass. He comes up with a hand. Neil Roberts a little frustrated, talking to the official, Dan Crawford, as he walks up court. Dixie by one, 53-52, and Kankakee having these hot spell shooting periodically from the outside. To Murph at the point. Being patient, ball knocked away by Parrish into backcourt and out of bounds. It's out of bounds to Kankakee in backcourt. 53-52, 3 minutes, 59 seconds left in the game. All of the marbles right on this game. Back at the angle to Nolan. Nolan head fake, can't get the shot away. To Parnell, out in front to Murph. Bounce pass to Eaton. Oh, picked up and
Break
for Kankakee. Now with the left hand, puts it up, they count it good, and they call a foul on Maxwell. Continuation play of sorts. We saw it last night against Moberly. We saw it with Brent Wade in the game against Midland. They call a foul on Dixie, and it may be on Maxwell. Parnell gets the basket with the patience. Kankakee has the 1-point lead, 54-53, and Parnell at the free throw line. 3:30 left in the game. Make it a 2-point lead. Parnell with the free throw. Parnell with 9 points. And Kankakee playing a perfect game against Dixie. 55-53. And Dixie playing very well defensively. It's just that the shot will not fall. Ball knocked away by Murph in the backcourt. Robert Maxwell gets it. 3:16 left in the game. And Kankakee ready to do battle with the Giants. Maxwell. Looks for help. To the high post, it goes to Parrish. Back to Maxwell. Looks for help. Back to Parrish. In deep, it goes to Stevenson at the baseline. Triple team. Stevenson, cross-court pass to Schreiner. Leans in right, hands it home. Steve Schreiner from 5. Ties the ball game at 55. 2:53 left in the game, and Dixie will put a trap on. Parnell into forecourt. 2:49 left in the game. Parnell at the free throw line. Leaves it out in front for Mike Murph. Dixie. Into a man-to-man defense. 2:39 left. Dixie's defense has saved him many times. Kankakee with good defense. Periodically some hot shooting. Nolan out in front. leaves it way out in front for Thurman. To Murph, back to Parnell. Shot no good, rebound Parrish. Parrish to protect the basketball. 2:20 left in the game. Will Dixie ice it? We'll wait and see. 55-55. Maxwell on the trap. Tie ball game. Bounce pass goes to Brent Wade. Wade looks for help. Wade backing away from that 1-3-1 zone. A little bit of a trap on the guards. Pass goes cross court to Maxwell. To the baseline to Schreiner. Lob out in front to Maxwell. To Wade. Ed Fakes doesn't take the shot. Trying to find Stevenson. The pass deflected and thrown away. Wade trying to find Parrish with a pass, and Kankakee with the quick hands again has the basketball. A minute 49 left. Will Kankakee go for one shot? 55-55, tie ball game. Out in front to Parnell. Parnell working one-on-one with Wade, trying to make the move. Parnell dishes off, pass thrown away, into the hands of Schreiner. Taken by Brent Wade. Parnell with a quick pass, surprised his own man. A minute 29 left in the game. Brent Wade wants the timeout for Dixie. 55-55, a minute 26 left. The tie ball game. Timeout, back in 60 seconds.
If you are not acquainted with an individual retirement account, you are paying more federal income tax than you should. Sun Capital Bank points out that with an individual retirement account, you gain two ways. The interest you earn and leave in the account is tax deferred, and the amount you are allowed to deposit each year is tax deductible. Visit Sun Capital Bank and discover how to save tax dollars on an individual retirement account. Sun Capital Bank, now with two locations to serve you.
At 21 before 9, this is KDXU, St. George.
Where can you buy cement, chain-link fencing, tires, batteries, laundry detergent, and go to get your goods transported throughout Utah, Idaho, Nevada, Arizona, and California? Why, at Randall Distributing. That's where, 971 North Red Rock Road in the Industrial Park. To better serve your needs with tires, Randall has built a new building with two bays. Randall has always done a great job with General Trucking and always serves you with a smile. Randall Distributing, 791 North Red Rock Road, or call 673-6175.
Kankakee playing an almost perfect game. Just a reminder again, there will be a welcome home tomorrow about 7 o'clock in St. George. Almost a perfect game for Kankakee. Occasional turnover has been costly. Dixie playing extremely well, except for the shot percentage. Dixie, a minute 25 left. A 55-55 tie. Dixie may go into the four corners. Wade to Maxwell. A minute 19 left in the game. Maxwell will be trapped by Murphy. Maxwell backing away from trouble, looking for help. A minute 13 left. Dixie to go for one shot. To let the national championship ride on one basket. We'll wait and see. A minute 6 left in the game. Wade with the dribble. At the angle, it goes to Schreiner. Back to Wade. Dixie has handled the ball extremely well this year, but they've committed some turnovers here in the second half. Maxwell, with 56 seconds left, looks for help to Parrish. They want the easy layup if they can get it. Back to Maxwell, back to Parrish. To the baseline, it goes to Stevenson, back to Parrish. Banks it up and good! Parrish, first basket of the second half, and Dixie leads by two. 57-55 with 40 seconds left in the game. Dixie will go into the 3-2 zone. Brent Wade will challenge out in front, but now it's into the 3-2 zone. 30 seconds left, timeout Kankakee. 57-55, Dixie. Let's take a 30-second break and be right back.
If you haven't been to Outdoor Outlet, 1062 East Tabernacle in St. George yet, what are you waiting for? They always have super low prices store-wide, and they have just received big new shipments of Dutch ovens, coolers, and hammocks. You just can't beat Outdoor Outlet. No use trying. Sweatpants in assorted colors, now $5.99. Crew neck shirts, also $5.99. And hooded sweater shirts, $7.99. Browse Outdoor Outlet. You'll find that you'll save a heap of money.
29 seconds left in the game. The national championship on the line. Dixie patient on the offense. Got the bank shot that hung on the rim by Avery and Parrish and finally went down. Dixie leads by two, 57-55. The Kankakee has played a perfect game against Dixie and has not said die yet this tournament. Has upset Kaskaskia, upset Farrell, upset Moberly, and now trying to upset Dixie. They have been The team, I guess the Cinderella team of this tournament, inbound. It comes to Mike Nolan. The good shooter's in there for Kankakee. 25 seconds left. Kankakee, if they get the tie, will force overtime. 17 seconds left. Dixie into the 3-2 zone. It may come down to one shot. 10 seconds left. On the wing it goes to Maxwell. Dixie cannot afford the three-point play. To Allen Eaton in the corner. 6 seconds left. They call 5 seconds. No, they call a timeout. Kankakee wants a timeout with 5 seconds left, or is it six? Eric, called everything. Hang on just a second. It's out of bounds to Kankakee. They did not want to discuss. They just wanted a timeout. 5 seconds left. 57-55. Strange timeout for Kankakee. Inbounds. It comes to Mike Murph. Murph, 3 seconds left. Forces the jump shot. Short. Dixie wins. Dixie wins. Standing ovation. Dixie wins. Listen to the fans. College is the 38th national champion of the junior college basketball rank. Jenny Lanis, coach of Kankakee. Neil Roberts, the coach of Dixie College, shake hands at midcourt. Robert touched Brent Stevenson. Robert touched his wife, Karen. Dixie fans are going wild, and the Hutchinson fans, many of them giving Dixie a strong ovation. The way it should have been. Kankakee working so hard in this tournament. A town in Illinois that has suffered economic depression. A town in Illinois that has had so much unemployment and suddenly brought alive by this little junior college. Kankakee's Cavaliers have gone all the way to the national championship game before finally missing out on Dixie. Dixie's team wanting this tournament championship so bad. The shot's not falling. Kankakee playing a perfect game against Dixie, and Dixie still coming up with a 57-55 victory. Dixie ready to cut down the net. Ben Stevenson, Steve Schreiner, and Robert Maxwell to go to the net to the west. The scissors are there. The ladder is there. Avery and Parrish being interviewed by a Salt Lake City television station right now, and the excitement has burst forth. Dixie wins. Darren Williams, the man to go to the west basket and cut down the net. The snip, one at a time. Now Williams comes down. Going up, sophomore Brent Stevenson. Now goes Robert Maxwell. Dixie wins the national championship. Only the second Utah team in history to win a national championship in this junior college tournament. Weber College back in 1959. Avery and Parrish to pull a string down. Everybody to pull a string down now. Ricky Henry, outstanding sophomore, to pull a string off of that net. We'll be on the air. We'll stay on the air to bring you all of the award ceremonies. Dixie, national champion, finishes 35-1, 23-game winning streak for the Rebels. The only loss coming in the semifinals of the Rotary National Shootout to Odessa, Texas. And since that time, 23 consecutive victories for the Rebels. Finally, the net is down. And Dixie fans giving a standing ovation. Listen to the fans. The Dragon Dolls out there who performed at halftime, I believe, we'll be presenting, and now the Circle of Friendship. The team one more time. And gets a standing ovation. Avery and Parrish, co-captain, along with Brent Stevenson, with a net around his neck. And now let's go to the East basket. And Dixie to do the honors there. High fives for everybody. It will be a flight home. The plane will not have to use fuel on the way home. These kids are flying high. Brent Stevenson to do the first two snips with a scissors. And now each player in succession to go up and pull down a cord. But the players want Coach Neil Roberts to go up and pull down the net, and he does. And then present the net to co-captain Brent Stevenson. Brent Stevenson, who may be the most valuable player of this tournament. We'll wait and see on the voting. Avery and Parrish, who hit the winning basket, did not have a good shooting tournament, but got the basket when it was needed. Stevenson with the assist, Parrish with the basket. And Dixie wins 57-55. Let's take a quick 60-second break, and we'll be back. Well, let's hang on right here for the awards presentation. Veteran broadcaster, Hod Humiston, going to the microphone. And let's see if we can pick up Hod. Hod Humiston, who broadcast many of the ball games in the early tournament, and is a veteran broadcaster in the Hutchinson, Wichita area. I'm not sure if you can hear Hod or not. Dixie College, and its fifth time at this tournament, finally wins it. Avery and Parrish and Brent Stevenson clap hands. I'm not sure if we can pick up Hod. It's a little echoey in here from where we are, but Hod Humiston may be... Okay, the fourth-place trophy will be awarded first, and that will go to Midland, Texas. Amazing matchup. Excitement in this tournament. A tournament that seemed to lack a little of the verve. Talking with some of the veterans, the tournament seemed to lack a little of the verve that previous tournaments have had. Although for all of the participants, it was something special. But when it got to be a Kankakee-Dixie matchup in the championship, the fans jumped into this building and filled it to the hilt. Midland College, the Midland Texas Chaparral. Tavian Vince holding high above his head the fourth place trophy that will go back to Texas. Midland winning the championship in 1982 began a string of three straight Texas champions. Midland and then San Jacinto twice. Jerry Stone, the coach of Midland College. Let's take a look at some final scoring totals while we have it. Alan Eaton hit 14 points, 7 of 11 from the field. Leroy Parnell had 9 points, Andre Bryson 8, Mike Nolan 6, Tracy Nicholson 4, 4 to Thurman, 4 to Cedric Bell, 4 to Benson, 2 to Foster. Murph did not score. For Dixie, Brent Stevenson topped everybody with 15 points, 14 points to Parrish, 9 to Schreiner, 8 to Dan Bell, 5 to Ricky Henry, 4 to Brent Wade, 2 to Robert Maxwell, and that was the score. Dixie shooting 52.3%, they say, from the field, but it didn't look that good. Dixie missing a lot of good shots that they normally hit. The Midland team, led by Eddie Frazier, who last night when he fouled out of the ball game, went along the Dixie bench clapping hands. Frazier led a couple of Midland ball players and Coach Jerry Stone in congratulating the Dixie team. And now Frazier and the Midland ball players over congratulating Kankakee for a second place finish. The Moberly fans starting a rhythmic clap of the hands, ready for the Greyhounds to receive their third place trophy. That looks to be Guy Holt down there announcing Moberly Greyhound, the veteran of this tournament. Moberly, if you go on point total, in terms of who has done the best in this tournament, first you begin with four national championships for the Greyhound. Then you start up adding up second, third, fourth place finishes. Moberly, by far and away the most successful school in this National Junior College Athletic Association tournament. Coach Dana Altman, one of the good young coaches, there to have his picture taken with his team. Moberly finishing third, winning against Midland, Texas in the semifinals tonight, 67-58. In the two earlier games, in the consolation round, those awards presented earlier, fifth place was the Allegheny College of Maryland, 99-65 winner over Highland Park. Highland Park finishes sixth. Seventh place went to Kaskaskia of Illinois, 70-57 victor over West Ark of Arkansas. Once again, now the picture taking for Moberly College with that big third place trophy. Third place trophy is bigger than most first place trophies in other tournaments. Kaskaskia, only the second time an Illinois team has played for the national championship. Lincoln College of Illinois lost to West Ark in 1981, 67-50. Only the second time an Illinois school has played for the national championship. The Moberly team going over shaking the hands of the Dixie players. Coach Dana Altman leading the way. And now Moberly to move across the floor to the Kankakee Cavaliers. Todd Humiston introducing the Jim Swigert, who will make the next award to the Region 4 champion, Kankakee, Illinois. And a good group of Illinois fans who have made the trek. Standing ovation by the Dixie team for the Kankakee squad. Standing ovation by the Hutchinson fans. Listen to them for Kankakee. The Kankakee fans stood immediately. Dixie's Rebels stood next. And then, almost in unison, almost like a wave, the rest of the Hutchinson fans and the Dixie fans stood in standing ovation. Let's see if we can pick up the announcement. A key game for Kankakee. Only this year has it been voted on to allow Kankakee to award scholarships outside of the county. They will be allowed next year to award three scholarships, and so this is an opportune time for the Cavaliers to have this sort of performance and to build some interest in Kankakee, and it's brought a community together, a community that has suffered with unemployment. Kankakee getting a well-deserved standing ovation. As Dixie has edged Kankakee 57-55, Rusty Hilt from KWBW down there among the Dixie Rebels. We're about to have the presentation of the championship trophy. Plenty of pictures being taken of the second place team, Kankakee, and they deserve it. Such a super performance by an out physically manned, but a team extremely quick, playing a perfect game for Kankakee defensively. Dixie having to do their best, play their best defensively to come out on front, 57-55. Dixie with a 55-55 tie, call timeout with just a little more than a minute 30 left in the game. I believe it was a minute 36 at that point. And going for one shot, not necessarily the last shot, but one shot. Getting it with just over 30 seconds left in the game on the pass from Stevenson to Parrish, who put it up and hung on the rim and fell down through. And Dixie then getting the win as Kankakee, forced by the Dixie defense to take a shot that they wouldn't want to take. Here is Theo Heap, president of the NJCAA, former president of Mesa Community College in Arizona and director... Let me see if we can pick up Theo Heap.
As I have for the last 12 years, I would like to thank Guy Holt and the Tournament Committee.
Guy Holt and the American Legion Tournament Committee. Guy Holt, the chairman of the Tournament Committee, for lo these many years, inducted into the Junior College Coaches Basketball Hall of Fame for his directorship at this tournament.
Theo
Heap presenting the trophy to someone from the West.
At this time, I'd like to call the coach Neil Roberts and the Dixie College Dresden from St. George, Utah.
Neil Roberts and the Dixie College Rebels, and in unison, the Hutchinson fans, the Kankakee fans, and needless to say, the Dixie fans, standing ovation for the Dixie College Rebels. Neil Roberts, you can see almost all teeth down there, not much else with his face, a big smile, holding the trophy high above their heads, the Dixie Rebels national champions. Frank Stuckey, who came out of retirement at the last minute to be the sponsor, to be the host for Dixie College. Big smile on his face. Early in this tournament, he said, I came out of the retirement to win a national championship. Had a second place finish with College of Southern Idaho one year. Came out of retirement as a team host to win a national championship, and that he has done. The Dixie Rebel, Jay Clark, holding the trophy along with Brent Wade in front, grins on everybody's face. Dr. Bruce Williams, Tom Dabrowski, and Neil Roberts, stage right of the big men, arms around one another. Frank Stuckey, the team host. Abraham Parrish has a big left arm around him. Dan Bell holding up the number one sign. Same with Lyndon DeYoung, Darren Williams, and Josh Bergen. And there are pictures everywhere. Dixie fans, newspapers, television. Of course, TV 55 will be televising this championship game and the semifinals next week. So stay tuned on that. And, of course, a reminder that the homecoming celebration will begin on the South Interchange tomorrow evening sometime around 7 o'clock. Dixie should be in town between 7 and 7:30 if all of the plane connections meet. And will bring with themselves a national championship. First place player trophies going to each of the players. The Blue Dragons, or the Dragon Dolls, I should say, from Hutchinson, Kansas, performed at halftime and giving out the individual awards to each of the participants. The final scoring totals, by the way, let's take care of a little paperwork. Pee Wee Barber, who only played in three games for Ferrum, West Virginia, before they were eliminated, ended up as the tournament's leading scorer with 101 points. Abraham Parrish ended up tied for sixth with Allegheny's Darren Mosley with 66 points. Brand Stevenson tied for 20th with Tony Gulley of Casper. The all-tournament team about to be introduced. Let's see if we can pick this up. We will have Coach Neil Roberts up a little bit later after the award ceremony. President Alton Wade's behind me, and we'll talk to him after the all-tournament team is announced. Hod Humiston about to make the announcement of the all-tournament team. Let's see if we can pick them up. Barber, the leading scorer in the tournament, and what an athlete. Pee Wee Barber, as an athlete, went to the same high school as Ralph Sampson, and broke many of Sampson's scoring records. Pee Wee Barber, the little point guard from Ferrum, Virginia. Tavian Dibbs, outstanding center from Midland, Texas. Tavian Dibbs from Midland, named to that all-tournament team. And as they used to say, what a long drink of water. He is tall. 6'9" and a half and maybe taller. Number three. Vernon Carr. Carr, the number three scorer in the tournament, heavily recruited from Highland Park, Michigan, a 6'6" guard, and he put on a show in this tournament. From the team that was number one ranked coming into this tournament, Highland Park, Vernon Carr. We have three members of this all-tournament team. Vernon Carr, interesting, wearing one street shoe, one sneaker. I guess he has another pair just like that at home. Lewis Cook, the big 6'8" center from West Ark, Arkansas, the number eight finisher in this tournament. Lewis Cook, named to the all-tournament team. I believe West Ark is on their way back to Fort Smith, Arkansas right now. Bernard Day. Young man from Moberly. Bernard Day, an outstanding ball player, listed preseason as one of the top 30 junior college players in the nation by Blue Ribbon Yearbook. And Bernard Day from Moberly had an outstanding tournament, named to the all-tournament team. And from KPP, Alan Eaton, who singled left-handedly, kept Pancake close. When the going got tough, hey, Eaton hit the key pressure shot for Kankakee. Alan Eaton, named to the all-tournament team. And Danny Johnson, who I believe finished as one of the leading rebounders, did finish as the leading rebounder in the tournament. Danny Johnson from Kaskaskia, Illinois. Outstanding big man for Kaskaskia. Danny Johnson, hidden way back in the crowd, had to find his way out of the crowd, but he did that a lot on the floor to get rebounds and enough to lead this tournament with 38 rebounds.
The number eight player for a ball select, Adrian Parrish.
Adrian Parrish from Dixie College. Number eight on this all-tournament team, and Adrian Parrish, who hit the pressure shot at the end. Did not shoot particularly well in this tournament, but got rebounds and defensive steals. Brad Stevenson from Dixie College. Named to the all-tournament team, Brad Stevenson. William Stewart, number two scorer in the tournament. 87 points. Carr was the number three scorer. William Stewart from Allegheny. They had to get a ball player from Allegheny. A super performance tonight to finish fifth in the nation. William Stewart from Allegheny of Maryland. There you have the 10-man all-tournament team. The co-captains from Dixie, Adrian Parrish and Brent Stevenson. Alan Eaton from Kankakee. From third place, Moberly, Bernard Day. Ray Slugger from Erie, also named to the all-tournament team. Slugger, outstanding tournament. Although Erie was eliminated by Allegheny yesterday, Slugger, named to the all-tournament team. 11-man squad. Jeff Thurman from Kankakee, the 12th player on this 12-man all-tournament team. So let's take a look at it. From Ferrum, Virginia, Pee Wee Barber. From Midland, Texas, Tavian Dins. Highland Parks, Vernon Carr, West Arks, Lewis Cook, Moberly's Bernard Day, Kankakee's Alan Eaton and Jeff Thurman, Kaskaskia's Danny Johnson, Allegheny's William Stewart, Ray Swager from Erie College in Buffalo, New York, and Dixie's co-captain, Avery and Parrish, and Brent Stevenson. And the team picture, all tournament team. Race Walker taking the hat off. He's been wearing it through this warm tournament, doing a little quick brush up on his hair. Has a big smile on his face. And the ball players, all tournament team, Abraham Parrish standing next to him with a big smile on his face. And there you have the all tournament team. As Todd Humiston says, would you settle for a team like that? And indeed, they will. They'll have the Sesher Trophy, the Bud Obie Small Player Award, Todd Humiston talking about this will probably be the only time. The 1985 NJCAA All-Tournament Team. And Dixie with Avery Parrish and Brent Stevenson named to the All-Tournament Team. Let's see if we can pick up the individual awards now. The coach of the tournament. And there are plenty of good candidates for this coach of the tournament. Allegheny's coach, Moberly's coach. Jerry Stone did not really have the talent he had previously, but still finished fourth. Neil Roberts of Dixie, Denny Lanus of Kankakee.